This is God's covenant church, the church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the school of wisdom. And we're thanking God for what God has done for us, giving us a great pastor, teaching us the word of God and what God requires. And truly, he is God sent. He that is sent by God speaketh the words of God. He teaches us to walk in God's ways and to keep all of his commandments, just as Moses did, just as Zechariah and Elizabeth did, all the prophets and the apostles. And truly, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God. Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our Elder Phillips, Elder Miles, evangelists, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for leadership that's gone on, holy vessels, keeping God's commandments. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk to you today about passing from death to life. Before we get into that thought, the choir is going to sing Redeem. Thank God for the choir.
I think about how he brought me out. At times I meditate how I escaped from the life of sin. By holy preaching I changed, by hearkening and I
to the mountain and feed from the God has sent
the bread of life up my spirit.
Follow the shepherd where my help comes from.
I'm saved, living holy. I pass from death unto life, walking in the light. My life's not the same, being called by his name. Of the Lord, governed by his word, I sin no more. I'm with God evermore. I am redeemed. Ooh. And now my life confess, got power over flesh. Yes, I'm truly blessed. Thy commandments keeps me sanctified. Oh, how I'm satisfied eating honey in my glory.
Go to the mountain and feed from the
for the bread of life abides therein.
I follow the shepherd where my help comes from.
I'm saved, living holy. I pass from death unto life, walking in the light. My life's not the same, being called by his name, prisoner of the Lord. Governed by his word, I sin no more. I'm with God evermore. No more life in sin, no more emptiness, no more pride of life, no more unrighteousness. From Egypt's land, led by the Son of Man, I've changed. My heart could need, and I'm saved, living holy. I pass from death unto life, walking in the light. My life's not the same, being called by his name.
But we've been here at 425 Coney Boulevard, redeemed. That means God ransomed us from the devil. God ransomed us from the world. God ransomed us from the traditions of the fathers. Now we've passed from death to life. We have announcements. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Passing from death unto life. Before we get into that, let's read Deuteronomy 4 and 6. I love to read this scripture. And leadership that preceded me, they read this scripture. And it's so important because without keeping God's commandments, you don't understand God. You don't understand His word and you cannot hear what God is saying and what the Spirit is saying to the church. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And to be clear about what I'm saying, Deacon Franny, Deuteronomy 4 and 1 says what?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel.
God is talking to the church. God's church is Israel. Mm-hmm. And it's Israel of the Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Has been, is now, always will be. God's son is called Israel. So you might call me Perry Boyd Israel.
Sorry,
isn't that beautiful?
Sounds good, Pastor.
Is that a surname, Israel?
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
I'm an Israelite.
All right, Pastor. All right.
Perry Boyd Israel, the Jew.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
I'm a Jew. Tweet, text, tell everybody.
All right, Pastor.
We got a Jew on the line. I'm listening to a Jew. I think he's black.
All right, Pastor.
You tell him that. That's fine.
Go ahead.
Hearken, O Israel, the church, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, what?
Which I teach you for to do them.
Now, these statutes, these 10 precepts have to be taught. Not just read them, but taught to us what they mean, the depths. And I understand the increase of His government, there's no end to it. There's no end to going into God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The judgments, what?
That ye may live and go in and possess the
land.
In
other words, if you're taught the statutes and judgments and you do them, you live.
Right.
But all of these jackleg preachers said, no one can keep God's commandments. You are liars. That's not the truth. I'm listening to Moses.
Go ahead.
God's servant. Isn't that beautiful? The model preacher.
Model preacher.
This is what he's saying. And God gave it to him to give to the church. Read, mm-hmm. Deacon.
Go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
What?
Ye shall not add unto the word.
So we know that the commandments is the word. They're the statutes and the judgments that God is talking about. You shall not add unto the word.
Which I command you.
Which God not asked you, which you like to do it. He commanded it.
Yes.
What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught.
That means
it.
You cannot take out, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And you cannot take out, thou shalt not covet. You can't take out one commandment. out of the word.
Right.
Because the word cannot be broken.
No.
God can't be broken. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So not adding to the word, mm-hmm. neither shall ye diminish aught from it. What?
That ye may keep the commandments.
Now, if you don't take anything out, you're able to keep the commandments. What?
Of the Lord your God, which I command you.
Which God commanded. Mm-hmm. Let's read that sixth verse again.
Yes, Pastor. Keep therefore and do them.
Now, God said, keep therefore and do them. That means it's doable. So anytime you preachers say, well, we couldn't keep those commandments, that's why he died for our sins, you are liars.
Go ahead,
and
Pastor.
You're ignorant.
Go ahead, Pastor.
You're going about to establish your own righteousness and not the righteousness that is of God.
Yes.
Read.
For this is your wisdom.
This is our wisdom.
And your understanding.
This is how we understand God, by keeping his commandments.
Yes.
Doing them, because they're doable. What?
In the sight of the nation.
In the sight of the nation. Whatever nation you might be, when you get on board here and become part of the family of Israel, mm-hmm. of the Israelites.
Beautiful.
It's our wisdom. It's our understanding. Yes. What?
Which shall hear all these statutes and say,
what?
Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
When you come into the family of God, you understand when you keep God's commandments, it's a wise and understanding people. Now let's go to St. John 5 and 19.
Yes, sir.
We have passed from death to life. And we were able to do this because someone died for our sins. Mm-hmm. We came to God, we were all born in sin. Every man is born in sin. So we had to be redeemed. You heard
That's
the
right.
song. Ransomed. Mm-hmm. And the Lord paid that price. St. John 5 and 19 says what?
Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do.
Anytime God's anointed come to you, when you're sitting up under the teaching of God, if we're sons, which means we are sons and daughters, male and female, mm-hmm. we can only do what God is showing us
yes.
in his word. Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. So that means we have to follow the Spirit of God. We're following the Spirit of God through the scriptures. I understand his mannerism was he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We can only see what the Son did.
Yes.
We understand Jesus healed through spittle and clay. That means God used the natural things in this earth for healing.
Yes.
We're with that.
Yes.
The Lord lived holy. We're with that.
Yes.
The Lord said, who is my mother? Who is my brother and sister? Those that do the will of my Father.
Yes, Lord.
We can only do what he do. I can only say what he spoke.
That's right.
We're going to do the same thing. It's our mannerism.
Yes.
What we see the Father do. And I believe Jesus is the Father.
Yes.
He was a son. And he did what the Spirit gave him to do. And we're following the Spirit.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read 22nd verse.
Yes. For the Father judgeth no man.
Now the Father don't judge any man. What?
But hath committed all judgment unto the Son.
So the Father's leading his anointed. And what's leading his anointed is the Father in his anointed.
Yes.
In his Son.
Yes.
He can only go as the Spirit lead him. And I believe that the Lord was in life.
Yes.
We are passed from death to life when we follow the Spirit of God through the one that God sent. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Luke 22 and 28. Let's go there.
Yes. Thank God.
The Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And I, every son that God sends today, have that same testimony. I judge no man. But the words I speak, that's going to judge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what the Lord said. I judge no man. That was the Son talking, because he spoke the words of the Father, and the Word is the Father, and that's what judges you and I.
Yes.
Luke 22 and 28, and I also understand that most of these churches are being taught, let's not judge one another. That's true. But that's where judgment began. The word is what's judging. If we repeat and quote the word is judging. That's all we stand by, the word.
Yes.
Yeah, let's bring the word. Mm-hmm. That's right. But don't tell me you're bringing the word when you add and taking things out of the word, you're not bringing it.
Right.
You're bringing mixed messages. Isn't that beautiful? Luke 22, 28, what does it say?
Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation.
Now, wait a minute. The Lord was tempted to die. Mm-hmm. He was tempted to die on the cross. That's dying to God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because the cross of Christ is God's word. It's not the cross that that devil prepared to kill him on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And the cross that he died on didn't kill him. The people killed him.
Right.
On it.
Right.
There's no glory in that cross.
Right.
But he was tempted to not have any gods before God, not to make any graven image before God. He was tempted not to take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. He was tempted to remember the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting his disciples know, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations.
Yes.
So he was tempted not to yield to the devil, but to yield to God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And I appoint unto you a kingdom.
Now, a kingdom is a spirit. Because
yes.
The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is a spirit. It's the spirit of God.
Yes.
And he's letting his anointed know his disciples, I have appointed unto you a kingdom. What?
As my Father hath appointed unto me.
He was appointed a spirit to judge.
Yes.
And the spirit he judged was by the word.
Yes.
So it wasn't his judgment, it was the word.
Yes.
And his anointed, the same thing. I appointed unto you a kingdom. That ye may what?
That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
What?
And sit on thrones.
What?
Judging the 12 tribes
the
of Israel.
The thrones that God's son sit on is the spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Judging the 12 tribes, that means wherever you come from, when you come into the family, you're Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got a tribe. That means you got a personality or a place where you come from that describes who you are.
Yes.
I believe Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin, but he had the spirit of Jeremiah. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Paul came in tearing down, building up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God.
Let's go to 1 Peter 4,
thank God.
17.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
In order to pass from death to life, you have to have judgment
mm-hmm.
to understand what to do and what not to do. You have to follow the word.
Yes, we
isn't that
do.
Beautiful? That's
yes,
what we
do.
Strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the word. Follow the spirit.
Yes,
1 Peter 4 and 17, what does it say?
For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Now, if you're going to live for God, it must begin at the house of God. That's what we come here for.
Yes.
Judgment.
Yes, Pastor.
And I understand the scripture says the increase of his government, there is no end. What?
And if it first begin at
now
us.
It begins at us. We're not out here trying to judge the drunkard, the neighbor down the street. We're not here to judge the Baptists, the Methodists. We're talking about those that live holy. This is the true church.
Yes.
These are my brothers and sisters, not those that don't know God's word, haven't been born again.
Yes.
Most that hear my voice have been born, but of corruptible seed, read.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
What's going to be the end of those that don't hear the word? Because you cannot obey what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That obey not the gospel of God. What?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Because to find a righteous man is scarce. That's why the Lord said,
yes, Lord.
Straight is the gate that lead to life, and few there be that find it. Just a few.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go to James 1 and 21. Let's go there.
Yes, it is.
I know that somebody said, oh, Jesus come to save my soul from sin. He saved me. Well, if he did save you, his word did.
Yes.
Because that's what does the saving. God does the saving, and he uses a body to do it. Jesus did save our souls, but Jesus is God. And more importantly, he's the word,
yes.
Which so many don't see and don't understand and don't read and don't know. They only look at some picture that was drawn up about his flesh.
Yes, Pastor.
James 1:21, what does it say?
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity.
Lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted word.
It's talking about the word. This is not a different word. It's engrafted. Yes. The engrafted word, what?
Which is able to save your soul.
Now, wait a minute. Here is James that walked with the Lord. He wasn't talking about the Lord as in Jesus is able to save your soul, and yet he is, because right. Jesus is the word.
Yes, he is. Isn't that beautiful?
But it's able to save your souls. Mm-hmm. That means you pass from death to life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 5 and 22. Let's read
all
that
right.
again.
Yes.
I always hope to get more into the lesson mm-hmm. and into the thought, but time sometimes don't permit us to do that because we go a little off here and there and yes, sidebar. Yes.
Thank God.
And let you know what this means and what that
right,
means.
Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
But if you are interested, you can always call us,
yes.
write us, let us know. I want to know more about this death and life thing.
Mm-hmm.
5 and 22, read it.
For the Father judges no man.
What?
But hath committed all judgment unto the Son.
All judgment to the Son, what?
That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor
now,
the Father.
Now, how many out here can really honor God's Son like they honor the Father? I honor Jesus. Well, where is he? He's in a body. Honor him, male or female, like they honor God. How many can do that unless you've been taught the commandments?
Right.
What?
He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him.
What?
Verily, verily, I
verily,
say unto you.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
He that heareth my word.
Now, if you hear God's word, which is the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. if you hear God's word, what?
And believeth on him that sent me.
What?
Hath everlasting life.
Because the
life.
One that sent the Lord was God. And that was his word. He was the word. And he is the word.
Yes.
And the Father sent him to become a son.
That's right.
In other words, when you believe on his word and believe on him, God, that sent me, hath what?
Everlasting life.
That means you've passed from death to life. So if
yes.
we keep the commandments, believe it and do it, we've passed from death to life. What?
And shall not come into condemnation.
Because wait a minute, if you're not having gods before God, you understand what that means. Where's the condemnation when these gods come about and you don't participate? And if you haven't made any graven image, you don't intimidate me. I don't have crosses hanging around my neck. I don't have pictures of the Lord and angels flying around. I don't have all that stuff.
Right.
And more importantly, the graven images, I don't bow down to what you think serving God is. I bow down to the word,
right.
to God.
Yes.
What his image of serving God is. Not what man say, this is God. You can say this is God, he's showing love. If it ain't according to what's written, that's not love.
Right.
Not the love of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But it's passed from death unto life.
Passed from death to life. Go to St. John 12 and 48. Isn't that
right.
beautiful?
Yes.
We have been passed from death to life because we're following mm-hmm. the word.
Yes.
We're following what God gave his son. 12 and 48 says what?
He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word.
What?
Hath one that judgeth
so
him.
So the word that I'm bringing and the words that I bring, if you reject them, it's not me you're rejecting. What?
The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last
now
day.
Now you can say the Ten Commandments are done with, but in the last day is having gods before God is what's going to judge one. And making graven images and taking his name in vain and on and on and on.
Right.
What?
For I have not spoken of myself.
I have not spoken of myself and neither have I.
All right.
Today,
right.
you hear my voice. I'm
right.
not speaking about myself. I'm speaking the words of the Father.
Yes,
what?
But the Father, which sent me.
What?
He gave me a commandment.
He gave me a commandment.
What I should say.
What?
And what I should speak.
What I should speak.
And I know
what?
That his commandment is life everlasting.
So I passed from death
all right.
to life.
Yes.
And it's the commandments that give you life. What?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore.
What?
Even as the Father said unto me. So I speak.
So when you speak about we come into service on the first day of the week, and that's the day he rose,
right.
that's not what the Lord said. That's not in his word. That's not according to prophecy. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Romans 10 and 14.
All right.
No, let's go to 5 and 24.
Romans.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 5 and 24. Let's
yes.
read that again.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's read that. 5 and 24, St. John.
Verily, verily.
Verily, verily.
I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me,
what?
Hath everlasting life.
So you have it. Everlasting is about hearing God's word. Romans 10:14. Let's go there. Now, how can you have everlasting life when you haven't heard the word like all God
right.
is giving it?
All right.
How can that? That means you've been born of corruptible seed.
Yes, Pastor.
Romans 10:14. What does it say?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Now, if you don't believe the report that the one that God sent is giving you, letting you know the word is the Ten Commandments, that we should obey every precept, how can you believe in him?
All right.
And what?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Most of you hearing this broadcast haven't heard about the word, about the Lord, like you're hearing it.
All right.
And what I'm bringing is scripture. It's not made up. We don't worship on the seventh day because it's made up. That's the day the Lord, the Father,
right.
worshiped.
That's right.
Rested, rather, on the seventh day.
Yes.
The Lord said the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. We only got one Lord here. From Genesis to Revelation. What? Read.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How can you hear this without the preacher that God sends? What?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
How can they preach except God send them? Because the scripture says, he that is sent by God speaketh the words of God. God didn't speak anything about rising on the first day of the week.
No.
He was cut off in the midst of the week. The word said he was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. And you cannot get him up on Sunday without being in the heart of the earth 4 nights. So that's a lie.
That's a lie. You're right, Pastor.
So we want to honor his birthday. God didn't ask you to do that. But to remember the Sabbath day, he did. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy.
All right.
30 and 11.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, Lord.
The Lord said, a father gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. And I believe he was just like Moses. God told Moses, word is in your mouth. Speak it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And it's got to be in everyone's mouth that God sent today. 30 and 11. What does it say?
For this commandment,
what?
Which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off.
Not hidden, and it's not far off. He's talking to Moses.
That's right.
14th verse, what does it say?
But the word is very nigh
very
unto thee.
Very nigh unto thee. What?
In thy mouth.
In thy mouth, what?
And in thy heart.
What?
That thou mayest do it.
So everyone that God sends should have the law of God in their mouth, the commandment.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Lord said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets, I come to fulfill.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Father gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak. Everyone that God sends should set the law before you.
Yes,
that's the word God is talking about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the 15th verse. What did it say?
See, I have set before thee this day.
What?
Life and good and death and evil.
Now, wait a minute. So if we obey, we pass from death to life because it's life and good.
Yes.
I believe the Lord said there's none good but one.
But one.
That's God. So when you're one with God, you've gone into life.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God.
What?
To walk in
didn't
his ways.
Didn't the Lord say, if you love me, keep my commandments?
Yes. Yes.
Now that's the definition of love. It's, oh, God just says love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, here it is.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.